associate editor with Drug Topics. Today, I'm joined by Mark Garofoli, professor at WVU School of Pharmacy and host of the Pain Pod, also known as the Pain Guy. In this episode of Over the Counter, we'll be chatting about pain in men and dissecting phrases I'm sure many of us have heard, such as man up, tough it out, or don't be such a baby, as well as discussing how the societal stigma has contributed to a landscape where men feel discouraged from seeking care. Welcome, Mark, and thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you as well, Lauren. It's always a pleasure. I haven't met a podcast I didn't enjoy talking on, right?
There you go. Of course. All right. So to start our conversation, I wanted to delve into how the societal stigma around men first emerged. So how prevalent is a societal expectation for men to suppress pain? And what are the cultural and historical roots of this mentality?
Well, I think it's something that could pretty much be anywhere and everywhere. You know, not being an epidemiologist or researching this very intently, I don't think I'm going to whip out any specific numbers or anything. But, it's just one of those things that's out there. There's a lot of societal perceived norms that certainly come into play. And by the way, a lot of things transcend, to everyone, really. You know, whether, you mentioned some terms like man up or, anything similar to that along the way. But I mean, this could be male, female, anybody. I've just in general, there's the other one of just like, hey, suck it up. Not a fan of any of this, by the way, of course. But, we hear it. Depending on how far it gets drummed into our brains, will dictate how we perceive that and how we roll with that going forward, of course. But, to not recognize is a whole nother can of beans overall, right? Probably been around for, just about ever. I don't think we need to go back to the caveman, cavewoman days, but I'm sure there was something out there with some grunts here and there. Again, not in a textbook-like sense, but conversationally speaking, we're human. We've always been human, been around forever, right?
Can you elaborate on specific instances or personal experiences where you or someone you know has been discouraged from seeking medical attention due to these gendered stereotypes?
Yeah, we, as Pain Guy, as often talked about on the Pain Pod on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, of course, we all end up in pain sooner or later. I mean, it's part of being human. Unfortunately, another point of view would be like, hey, pain's there to remind us that something's a little bit off, so we need to address it. And that's where I'd really go with the conversation of saying, okay, well, when pain's happening, we got to check ourselves. Like, that's literally the body saying, typically in a very loud and undesired way, that something's up. Let's take a moment of pause, as most people say these days, to address and figure out what's going on. Like anyone listening, I've been in pain before. And certainly pain can be defined even, psychological, physical. Typically we're talking on the physical side. And we've all been there. Hopefully more paper cuts than broken femurs, but it's going to happen. Probably one of my more profound instances was with a kidney stone, right at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, actually. That was an adventure. And incredible pain. I'm not going to go on the 10-point scale, but there's still that innate wonder of like, do I really need to address this? Let's just get on with our day here. And our body is literally screaming, you do need to address it. Come on, man.
That hope that it'll eventually go away or deny the pain, which sometimes just makes it worse. So I know we touched on this, but how do phrases like man up, tough it out, and don't be such a baby contribute to the normalization of toxic masculinity and hinder men's health outcomes?
Well, pretty simplistically, I guess I could say, with that mentality, that's only going to reinforce the idea of, I probably don't need to listen to my body. I'll just kind of ride this one out here. And it somehow has become just an innate, and I can't say everyone, but the vast majority of all of us, again, not even just men. I mean, everyone, we all lead busy lives too. We don't want to be interrupted. We don't want to be inconvenienced. I mentioned the kidney stone experience, and I'm sure, unfortunately, there's a lot of listeners that had that in their past as well, too. How that was going down originally was it was a Friday night in the Garofoli household, and that's when we make pizza. And I was making pizza. And by golly, I'm going to make that pizza was the mentality until I couldn't really stand up anymore. And then intelligence eventually sets in, hopefully. But along the way, there is still that moment of like, no, I'm doing something. I want to enjoy some family time. And we have to be able to, extrapolate that elsewhere to everyone else's lives as well, too, to say, no, it's pain. That's the body saying, hey, I matter. Listen up.
And did you, so you said you couldn't stand up. Did you end up seeking medical attention for that? Or was it, I mean, you said it was a COVID pandemic. So was it too much during the COVID pandemic? Did you take it off your plate? There are bigger things to worry about.
No, I listened up to my body.
There you go.
And also I give some credit to my wife too of the, listen, you're not necessarily her saying the exact words of, hey, your body's telling you something. Obviously something is up. It's time to think a little bit further. At that point, that particular type of pain, it was, we're in pharmacy, we're not diagnosticians, but we know how to do things, right? Medication experts, but it goes beyond that. And, pretty much knew at the point and the type, the symptoms that we either have a gallstone or something rupturing, or perhaps even a kidney stone. And well, none of those sound fun. So odds are I'm going to be going to the ER tonight. The beginning, so it was actually the very beginning. So it was also Friday the 13th. Not too lucky of a night for me or anyone really, but realizing that really all the symptoms pointed to different things that all required attention. So it was time to go get attention. So my family actually just dropped me off at the ER because, of course, nobody else was allowed into buildings. Navigated my way in there. They were doing some construction. So, it was even easier when the question came up of, would you like a mask? And I'm like, well, good golly, even by the dust of the construction. But anyways, navigating my way in there, and I'll never, ever forget. I've used this conversation in so many different presentations, even across the country, and I'm pretty sure a Pain Pod episode too, when getting the intake vitals, whatnot. Then of course, being asked the question, how would you rate your pain? And, and trying to be nice, not even professional, but just compassionate to the person asking it. Because, you ask a silly question, you're probably going to get a silly answer most of the time. And I'm like, dear golly, it's pain guy in pain. Like, now I'm the one being asked this ludicrous question. And in my head, again, not actually saying this, trying to be nice to those that were, providing care to folks. I'm thinking, okay, it's the beginning of a pandemic. It's Friday the 13th. I just got dropped off at the ER. What do you think my answer is? 0.25? So I said 8.5 with the clear intent of having someone stop and start thinking, which is exactly what happened. And then the idea was, I want to, give a half a point to broken femurs, bare maulings, and childbirth. You got to respect all those things. And of course you got the chuckle, but at least we got that pause to realize, okay, remember what you're asking. Like, what does a 7 mean? What does a 10 mean? What does a 1 mean? You're in the ER. And by the way, of course, our ER professionals deal with a lot of things. There might actually be a 1 and somebody in there. It's the world, right? But that was the beginnings of that experience. It actually ended up being a 3-month long adventure, I'll say. But along the way, there was many opportunities over that 3 months, which should have been 3 weeks, and even 3 weeks is pretty long to deal with pain. There was many instances of the like, okay, you have to check yourself. Yes, you want to go on, whether you have to for a job or a family, or if you want to because you don't want the inconvenience. It's really the check in oneself because the body is saying something's up.
Yeah, absolutely. So you sought out medical attention for that, but what are the long-term consequences of men avoiding medical attention due to these societal pressures or the brushing it under the rug or the prioritizing, like you said, I have to be at my job, I have to do my day-to-day tasks?
Well, not to hone in on word selection there, but you mentioned the long-term consequences. Well, sometimes if it's major acute, there might not be a long-term. And we see this also, not just in acute settings of, whether it's broken bones, kidney stones, whatever. We see this in the chronic sense too, along the way of, say getting screenings for cancer of, I'll just put that off another year or so. And everyone is literally trained. We have the knowledge that, the earlier you find something, clearly the better. And you're talking life or death, really. Yet, we look at our calendar and it's full and you have responsibilities, job, family, everything. And there's that postponement thing. So, it's not just in those little settings of, within the pain management realm. One of the things I usually like to talk to fellow healthcare professionals and in some indirect way, patients as well, too, of, centralized pain. there's pain that, you know, this isn't catastrophizing or sensationalization here or anything, but it's a reality that, you know, pain can become centralized, meaning, you know, all throughout the body if it's not addressed, because the neurons just get overfired and then they're all annoyed and they fight back and say, fine, you're not going to address that pain? I'll show you. Obviously, these are my words, not a textbook, but and that's one of the really big reasons of addressing something like pain and not, you know, just brushing it off along the way, because it can get worse, you know, not even going to those extreme levels. Like I said, hey, there might not be a long term, not that extreme, but even along the way, just enjoying the ride of life a little bit more.
Absolutely. Do you think that there's not enough conversation that exists around pain in men? Do you think that men are scared to talk to other men about it as well, in your own experiences?
And I mean, based on my own experience on Third Rock from the Sun, I probably wouldn't say scared. It's more of just a, like a persona. You know, humans get together, we naturally get louder. I've noticed that. It's everybody. It's like, oh, we have to talk louder. And then all of a sudden, you know, we have conversations of things you might not think the same way or even say if you were talking individually with just one-on-one with someone. It's just natural. It happens. But, you know, the idea of not approaching it, it's, you know, there's enough other things to occupy our mouths and our brain space, whether it's sports or whether it's the stock market or whatever, that's just cooler to talk about. You know, if someone walks in a room and says, hey, I want to talk about my kidney stones, well, they are the pain, then they're probably like, hey, you're probably Mark. But because nobody else is going to do that. But let's be real. But, you know, it's not a hot topic. You know, think of a completely different way. Wife and I, Dr. Gretchen Groffley, we have two young boys. And, you know, at a certain age before they're talking, you get, when you're talking with them or reading a book or whatever, you can literally say anything. I mean, they don't know the language. You just literally say anything. It's how you say it and what their interest is. That's different, you know, once people know our language. And then all of a sudden what you say matters, of course. It's almost like we should, you know, pull on an essence of that, of like, okay, what would you tell an infant or a young toddler? Bring that up in conversation with, you know, the old guys and gals too. So it's, you know, it's just not the cool topics. And that's something that, you know, really takes that. How do you get people's attention? I may be digressing here, but it's, you know, like social media, like, is it pictures or whatever? But like, how do you truly get someone's attention? And in conversation, it's even harder than things like social media and scrolling and even manuscripts being published. It's people's time is very valuable. And getting that attention to the point of saying, you know, and there's awareness months, there's awareness days, and they have positive impact, but they're not going to change every conversation that folks are having at a tailgate every weekend in the fall. And that's really where the special sauce is. So.
Definitely. Yeah, that attention piece is so important because it's so valuable. What are some effective strategies for challenging these harmful stereotypes and encouraging men to prioritize their health?
Bring it up. you know, right off the bat, it's like, you know, I mean, we're honing in on men here. So it's, you know, maybe we have our groups of friends, whether it's from pharmacy school, college, work, fantasy football or whatever league along the way. It's, you know, it takes that one little catalyst to just get the conversation going. And I'm checking myself here too. I'm like, man, should I be making a text message to my buddies after this conversation? The answer is probably yes, unless I want to be a hypocrite, right? Hey, friends, if you're listening, that's where that text message came from in the future. But anyway, you know, just the idea of bringing it up along the way, that's probably the easiest, the most streamlined, yet kind of hard, because who wants to bring it up? You always need that one person to bring it up. In this case, you want to be that guy. To you know, talk about what's it? I think it's like November, that's Men's Health Awareness Month. I think a year or two ago I grew a beard. It was contrary to the intro in my podcast. It's like, oh, the mountain man without the beard. And I'm like, man, for a month or two I grew a beard. Go figure. It's like I was lying on the podcast, right? No, just the intro. But you know, that's something that catches someone off guard. Like, why haven't you shaved? You know, as you're doing presentations at conferences and stuff, and it's like, glad you asked. And then there's a conversation. You know, we don't need that level all the time. It would just be like, hey, people bringing it up. Stories. Storytelling is really where it's at for any type of education. You know, we have DePiro, the textbook for all medicines, thousands of them. But boy, if it was a storybook, everybody would be a PharmD It would actually be much easier. But we all have our stories. You know, I walked through the first couple minutes there of my kidney stone story. I hope to never have another one, of course, but we don't want kidney stone 2.0. But anyways, the stories when people have things, whether it's sharing what their parents went through, their neighbor went through, anything like that, they stick with us a lot more. It's really all about the stories along the way, not just facts. You know, for instance, when I'm talking about the opioid crisis, the overdose crisis, and I could say, oh, there's 109,000 Americans that died last year of a drug overdose. And that's staggering. And 4 seconds later, you probably forgot it. Or I could say, hey, an American dies every 6 minutes. So that's like, what, 3 or 4 already statistically in this conversation alone. You might still forget that, but it'll stick around in the brain a little bit longer, hopefully minutes or hours, not just, a couple minutes.
Yeah, definitely. And also hearing that seeking medical attention works, I think, is helpful for people who maybe are hesitant or skeptical.
Just bring it up. Like, it's have a conversation. Don't worry about being that guy. You know, if you have a group of like 10 people and they're your friends and you bring something up and they're like, yeah, that was weird. But one of them, like, then goes and gets care that they wouldn't have gotten. Well, go home and feel good.
Thanks so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you as well. You have a good rest of the week too, Lauren.
Bye. Have a great day.